satellites zero in on pollution. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's possible to track air pollution from space. NASA scientists did that. They used high-resolution satellite maps. There's an ozone monitoring instrument on board NASA's ARA satellite, and that tool could track atmospheric gases. Brian Duncan is the lead scientist on the project, and he joins me now. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
So you tracked emissions of nitrogen dioxide from 2005 to 2014, and that pollutant comes from cars, power plants, and industries, and it plays a major role in forming smog. What did you see happen over time in the Great Lakes region?
Well, it was the same story as over most of the U.S. There were large decreases. For instance, Detroit, we saw decreases of about 40% over the last decade. Chicago, 42% as well. Nearby Toronto, about 30%. And this is mainly due to regulations, environmental regulations associated with the Clean Air Act. So there were emission controls required to be placed on cars and power plants.
And I understand that nitrogen dioxide acts as an indicator when you're looking at this data from space.
Well, nitrogen dioxide has a rather short lifetime. It only hangs around for a day or two. So you can actually see where it's being emitted. For instance, you see very high levels around our cities like Chicago, Detroit, New York, and so on.
Are there other gases that you can track this way too?
There's a number of gases we can measure from space. In particular, the ozone monitoring instrument, we can see sulfur dioxide. That's a major ingredient in acid rain. So that was a very important gas to measure. And we also saw that its concentrations dropped dramatically over the last decade.
How exactly do you track these things from space?
Well, it's a little complicated, but to give a short answer, the satellite actually intercepts sunlight that is reflected back from the Earth, from the Earth's atmosphere, and is intercepted by the satellite. And so, because of that, we can actually determine how much of what the concentration is of a species is or a pollutant in the atmosphere.
How much can you learn from these high-resolution maps about specific cities or individual power plants, let's say?
Okay. Well, the satellite data is of such high quality that we can actually zoom in to the city level, and we can look at spatial changes in pollution within an urban area, and that includes, in many cases, power plants. So we can look at the changes. For instance, we can see when a power plant implements emission controls. We can just see the level of pollution drop dramatically just in the course of a few months.
And how do you use this data? What's the bigger purpose here?
Well, I'm a scientist, so I love to muck around in the data. And so this has been a real treat now that we have such high-quality data. So people use it. Scientists are using this, for instance, to study emission changes in pollution around the world. Some people are actually using it for health studies. Understand the health effects of pollution on local population. And even local people, they can, for instance, get on our website and look at their own city, and they can see what their pollutant levels are, how good they are or how bad they are. And I think that's a first step for many people, is just understanding what their pollutant levels are.
Brian Duncan is an atmospheric scientist at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find a link to that NASA website at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.